and Jeannie with your 11 a.m. Z lines. For your local news, today we have a Gold Coast wedding videographer has been fined $7,500 by the Office of Fair Trading after failing to supply seven newly wedded couples the services he was contracted for. A total of $27,000 was paid to the videographer for video services, which were neither delivered nor refunded. Commissioner for Fair Trading, Victoria Thompson, reprehends traders taking people's money with no intention of delivering the service, highlighting the consumers did right things, seeking recommendations from people they knew and reading online reviews. Consumers that haven't received the goods or services they have paid for should first approach the trader, then lodge a complaint with Office of Fair Trading if unsuccessful.
Calls have been made to reinstate community water fluoridation in Cairns by eight leading health and medical organisations. These organisations include UQ, the James Cook School of Dentistry, the Australian Medical Association Queensland, the Public Health Association Australia, and the National Health and Medical Research Council. Water fluoridation is addition of fluoride to water supply and is a measure used to prevent tooth decay and other oral diseases. This was previously provided by Cairns National Council, but ceased in 2013. The advocating organisations highlight how the treatment can improve oral health in regional areas, particularly amongst disadvantaged groups, like First Nations people who have limited access to healthcare.
Today, a national audit has revealed that hundreds of remote Australian communities are still living without mobile phone and internet coverage. A snapshot from Closing the Digital Divide project, who monitor connectivity in 1,505 remote Aboriginal communities, found that half do not have the mobile phone coverage, limiting their access to banking, government and employment services. Despite this, 86% of people in remote Aboriginal communities are regularly accessing the internet and 85% have computer at home. The federal government is releasing a First Nations Digital Inclusion Roadmap today, which outlines the long-term plan to ensure communities keep up with technological change.
In national news, last weekend on Western Australia roads has put the state on track for its worst road toll in over a decade. Five fatal crashes occurred on country roads near the towns of Tudier, Albany, Denmark, Dumbleyung and Bunbury, with 173 fatalities on Western Australian roads this year. Speaking on Sunday morning, Western Australia Police Commander Mike Bell said the crashes remained under investigation, but that early indications showed speed, fatigue, impairment, distraction, and lack of proper restraints as factors in the accidents. The spate of fatalities has prompted police and first responders to speak up as the rising number of fatal and serious crashes take a toll on them.
For your international news today, we have Rupert Murdoch's four eldest children will retain their share of their media empire upon his death. The News Corp founder's attempts to amend his own family trust and give his eldest son Lachlan complete control have been blocked by a Nevada court. Nevada Commissioner Edmund Gorman, in the 96-page sealed ruling obtained by the New York Times, asserts Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch acted in bad faith in their attempts to change the trust.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of shower. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. There's no fire danger today and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zz.org.au/news.
Well done. Thank you for that. It was your first time, so I wasn't. You said one of my trigger words in there, but I did everything to hold it in because I knew it was your first time. So just to go through it again, just so that everyone knows, could you talk about that big nasty? What's that name of that big nasty media owner?
Rupert Murdoch.
All right, so that's something to look out for in next week's show, because I have to hold it in. I'm sorry, but I can't guarantee to do it every week. So next week, when you talk about those people like that, get prepared for me to overreact.
Noted.
Thank you. We will see you again next Tuesday. Thank you for bringing us up to date with all the news.
Thank you.
And we're going to go to some tracks, and we've got a great guest lined up, and we'll see you there on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ in its 50th year.
If you find yourself going to rude language and concepts, tune out now.